Wayne Kurtz was born and raised in Meadville, Pennsylvania. He is the assistant pastor at Meadville Alliance Church on North Main Street.
Actually, this is a second career for me. I had worked in industry for over 40 years. I worked in the tool and die industry, pretty much in all phases of it. Started out working in a shop, then worked into management, traveled all over the country and did customer relations and things of that nature.
Having lived in Meadville his whole life, Kurtz has noticed a major gap between the interests of this small town compared with other places he has visited.
Actually, I think the thing that identifies Meadville is maybe perhaps this fierce self-reliance that it doesn't matter what the rest of the world is doing, that we'll do our own thing here. And sometimes I think it's to our detriment. It keeps industry from coming in. It keeps the area from growing. And I think that's one thing that I sense having grown up here. It's a very much small community, not progressive in our thought process. In terms of being willing to adapt, to change, to be progressive, to be willing to do what's necessary to progress and to get ahead.
Would you say the tool and die industry is the biggest thing in Meadville, the biggest business, or it has been?
It has been from probably the mid-70s until now. It's declined a little bit now. Before that, employment was basically Talon, where they made zippers, American Viscos, where they made rayon, and the railroad. There was a huge railroad repair yard here, and those industries employed a lot of people, and they're all gone at this particular point in time. There's not a lot of industry that will employ that unskilled labor at this point in time, so we have a lot of unemployment. I would assume that we'll continue to bump along with high unemployment and a large welfare community. This makes opportunity for social agencies, for churches to reach into that area, or into that arena. But it's hard to make an impact on that arena when it's so large and the resources are so few. Because our students leave for college and there's not jobs available here, so they don't come back to the community. There just isn't much here for them, and that's kind of sad.
Is it too harsh to say that Meadville could be a dead end for a lot of people?
Unfortunately, I believe it is, yes. I know that probably those in government wouldn't want that assessment of our town, but that's... And I don't think it's for the lack of effort on some people's part. I just think it has happened to us probably because, like I mentioned, it's just that we haven't been willing to adapt to go the second mile. When industry has tried to move in, I think we've made it hard for them, not offering them what they would like to see in perks. And for whatever reason, they haven't chosen our area. I'm not sure what that is, whether it is regulation or whether they see lack of what they'd like to see in the workforce. I really don't know. I'm not in that arena to know. But it's sad that we haven't been able to attract any industries like that. We've attracted smaller industries that have basically taken advantage of the area. And once their tax breaks or what have you run out, they leave. That's been hard for the area. I transitioned in high school from a college prep course into the vocational school. They had a program for machine shop at that point in time. Served an apprenticeship and worked in tool and die from 1961 until 2006. I do happen to have one son that lives in Meadville yet. He works in tool and die. We're in a vicinity where we have family, so we probably won't move. I can remember growing up in Meadville, a lot of the businesses were run by different ethnic groups, people that had their shop downstairs and lived upstairs over the shop, and it was a thriving community. On a Friday night was shopping night, and downtown was crowded, but that's the big box stores. I think the big box stores, like has happened in a lot of communities, that stole from us. But the consumers drove that. Once the box stores came in and they could buy things more reasonable, they did. And of course, the mom and pop stores went away. Still, we're a small community and haven't been able to grow. So.